Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Apple has announced another new partnership for Apple TV, its streaming service formerly known as Apple TV Plus. Apple is teaming up with NBC Universal for a partnership where customers in the United States will be able to subscribe to a combined Apple TV and Peacock bundle at a discounted price. For $15 a month, you can get Apple TV and Peacock Premium, or you can get Apple TV and Peacock Premium Plus, which is their ad-free tier, for $20 per month. This represents a roughly 30% discount compared to subscribing to both services individually. And for the first time, Apple has also arranged a special deal for Apple One subscribers. If you subscribe to Apple One Family or Apple One Premier, you'll also now be able to add Peacock Premium Plus at a 35% discount compared to its normal price. That's $11 per month instead of $17 per month. You can subscribe to these new bundles by heading to the Apple TV app on any of your Apple devices or going to the Peacock app or website. If you head to the Peacock channel in the Apple TV app, that's where Apple One subscribers can find their exclusive offer. Next up today, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Apple will release its first foldable iPhone in 2026. But meanwhile, unforeseen circumstances seem to be defining development of Apple's first foldable iPad. Mark Gurman at Bloomberg reports that Apple's foldable iPad could cost at around $3,000 and not ship until 2029 at the earliest. Bloomberg says that Apple has been working on the device for several years and had most recently aimed for a 2028 launch. But engineering challenges tied to weight, features, and display technology have pushed that potential debut to 2029 or later. Apple's first foldable iPad is expected to have an 18-inch display made in partnership with Samsung. The foldable iPad won't feature an external display when folded like the iPhone. Instead, the overall form factor and design will resemble a 13-inch laptop when opened, except the display will replace a keyboard, trackpad, and palm rest. Gurman explains that one issue that makes development of this product more complex than the foldable iPhone is weight. He says the prototype iPad device weighs around 3.5 pounds compared to the between 1 and 1.3 pound iPads already on the market. That's a substantial increase in weight, even though you are getting a bigger form factor with a bigger display. The design is described as being similar to the Huawei MateBook Fold, which again features a laptop-style folding design, but without an actual keyboard or trackpad. A foldable design would represent a drastic update to Apple's iPad lineup, but again, we're still at least 4 years away from this actually happening, and it sounds like Apple still has a lot to figure out in the lead-up to 2029. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. The holidays bring more photos, end-of-year high-priority work projects, and a ton of data that you can't afford to lose. Backblaze quietly backs up your Mac in the background so that everything you care about is safe. So when life happens, you'll be thankful that your files are only a quick restore away. Get 20% off with code 9TO5DAILY at checkout. That's 9TO5DAILY. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, last week on Reddit, a user posted an image of their cosmic orange iPhone 17 Pro that had apparently shifted to a pinkish, more rose gold-like color. Another example posted to TikTok similarly shows an iPhone 17 Pro in cosmic orange turning pink on the camera plateau and around the edges. You can hit the link in the show notes to see exactly what this looks like, but even though there are a few examples of this gaining traction and going viral, it's not remotely close to a widespread phenomenon. But the obvious question is, why is this happening? Well, based on what can be gleaned from the posts on TikTok and Reddit, it seems like this discoloration is due to interaction with peroxide-based cleaning solvents. The iPhone 17 Pro's chassis is constructed from anodized aluminum, which relies on an artificial oxide layer for both corrosion resistance and color uniformity. Hydrogen peroxide is a strong oxidizer and can compromise this oxide layer on the iPhone 17 Pro, particularly with repeated or prolonged exposure. This can result in surface etching, fading, or localized discoloration as the underlying metal begins to react. This explains why the affected areas are concentrated around the aluminum frame and the camera plateau, rather than the rear glass panel on the iPhone 17 Pro. So, unless you want your iPhone 17 Pro to turn a different color, it's best to follow Apple's advice and stay away from cleaners that contain bleach or hydrogen peroxide. If you already have a cleaner that you like using, double-check the ingredients, because you might be using a cleaner that contains bleach or hydrogen peroxide and not even realize it. Again, you can hit the link in the show notes to see this cosmic orange iPhone 17 Pro turned pink and for more advice on how to clean your iPhone directly from Apple. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.